Good morning and welcome to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Our parent company is Deaf Parenting. This is Alex and Raz Steven with this episode entitled A Call to Fathers of Special Needs Children. In this segment, we'll share with you the importance of both parents, especially fathers, in their special needs child lives. Please download our free story, PDF, and audio by going to www.deafparenting.com. Again, the title is A Call to Fathers of Special Needs Children. Before we get started, I just wanted to mention, by the way, today is a nice spring day in Massachusetts, and Raz and myself will be joining Larry and his family, Amrit and Ravina. We'll be going into Boston to enjoy some of the weather, walk along the JFK walkway there by UMass, and then pick up Charisma after her work and go out for dinner, like a Cuban restaurant. So just wanted to mention that it's a nice day in Massachusetts. It's spring, and hope you guys have nice weather wherever you are listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and I am actually taking a vacation day, and Alex too, so we can spend time as a family together, and it's really, really enjoyable. So while we taking this vacation day, we said we'll reach out to you about the specific roles that parents have in their child's life. So if you are a father of a special needs child and you're listening to this podcast, hooray, we're so happy that you're involved in your child's life. We really, really, really want to congratulate you and encourage you in that. So if you are a mother, listen to this podcast, and you would like your husband or spouse to become more involved with sharing the responsibilities and the joys of raising your special needs child, please share this information with him. So today, we want to encourage both parents, fathers and mothers, to stay involved and really understand that you have a specific role in your child's life and education. It's sad but true that about 80% of parents with special needs children, especially children with significant special needs, get divorced. So, this makes it very difficult for the children as well as the family. There's a lot of stress with having a special needs child. There's a lot of extra things you have to do. You have to figure out a school. You have to maybe more doctor visits, more evaluation visits, a lot extra stuff to do. But, this only makes it more important that both fathers and mothers have to work together for the benefit of the child. And we both think that if you have the strength and the resources to do whatever it takes to stay together, that means work together with your child and your family and don't get divorced, that's the best. But, if you do get divorced, we are advocating that you put aside your differences and work together to support your child. Your child will benefit tremendously from having both of you involved. And in the end, you as the parents are going to be the benefits of it too. So what can you do? So let's discuss what can you do. Alex is going to start.
As parents, what you could do, I think, from what Raz is saying, my opinion is, as parents, when you do get, when you get that news, I remember we were young parents and, it's a shocker and you have to get over it, but you have to set your priorities. And the priority, in my opinion, is a child and the child's future, the child's education. And the way I look at it is, that's the cards that life dealt you, and deal with it. Don't look at it as extra or a burden. Look at it as, that's your life experience, and do what you had to do. I said the child is the first priority. So parents, you need to be there to support your children. For example, you can carry over the lessons of the day by reviewing the work your child did in school. Discuss it with them, go over them, see what questions they have, what you could do to add to that work.
Yeah, and that's really important, because then you help the child and you also help yourself. Because, you know, like Larry, for example, he was extremely good in science and math. He just picked up the math. Just pick it up. But he had more challenged reading, because English was his second language and American Sign Language was his first. Mm. So when you're involved, you see where your child needs the extra help.
Right.
And you could always work that into the IEP with your special needs department and the schools too.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to make it a rule of thumb to work with your child with their homework. And I know we did this with Larry and Charisma, but it reached a point. Larry said, look, I'm independent. I'm only going to consult you when I have questions. So there was a point that he drew the line and he said, I could do this on my own. You don't have to come and sit down with me every evening. But, you know, that's good. That's, you know, I mean, you know, his development reached that point was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, help your child with a big picture. And what I mean by that is, you know, have conversations with them. It doesn't have to be structured conversations. You know, it could be around the house, the yard, wherever you guys are. Talk about the importance of school, you know, and give examples to the kids. I know for me personally, my mom used to do that all the time. And that got ingrained in me, you know, the importance of your education and school, your teachers and peers and things like that. Talk about the importance of family, sports, if you go to church, you know, talk about it, your church. And more importantly, like current events, you know, whatever is going on, you know, something international or locally, regionally, you know, have those conversations going. It just, you know, creates a good bond and your child trusts you more, they could come to you. And, you know, all you want to remember that when they do a good job, let them know. And where they need improvement, you want to let them know too. But the compliments go a long way.
Yeah, that really goes a long way, because, you know, your children look up to you, and more you involve, it's just, they blossom. So it's the involvement is so important. It's almost like the over involvement is critical when you have a special needs child. This over involvement, you know, to start with, as Alex said, you know, we was over involved, and then as Larry became you know, better at schoolwork and stuff, he said he would consult us. So after a while, you know, when your child started to blossom and grow, you don't have to become so be so involved.
Yeah, they get, you know, in Larry's case, he, what I would call independent and more responsible.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, it's not just getting, so this is for fathers, because in our experience, we see a lot more mothers involved. So that's why we are making a special call to fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just getting your son and daughter to a soccer game on Saturday or Sunday. It's the practices during the week. It's the homework, as Alex said. It's the preparation. And a lot of data boy, data girl, you know, the encouragement, you know, letting them see that you really, really enjoy being with them. And then another thing too is you need to help foster friendships with other children. Now, it's difficult for special needs kids because many times they go to school in one town and they live in another town. And they just can't go out in the neighborhood and see their friends from school. And in our case, because Larry was deaf and had, you know, communication disorder, it was the other kids didn't know sign language. It was more difficult for him to just go out in the neighborhood. So he had friends across town from his school or the neighboring towns. And so what we had to do is, arrange play times. You know, each parents would take turns, but it worked out. But again, it was a little extra effort. But this is, we have to do it. And, you know, if both fathers and mothers try together, it can be done. So, you know, maybe asking, you know, why should we do all of this? You know, it, as we said over and over, it's going to benefit your child. And, you know, we are here to tell you, you will get the rewards from being more involved. If both parents, fathers, and mothers are involved, most likely your child is going to be more confident, have higher self-esteem, do better at his or her schoolwork, perform better, and enjoy extracurricular activities more. Be more adjusted, have a better future. So all of this is good things. And the more time and effort you put in now, your child will become more independent as a teenager and an adult. And the more independent your child becomes, it will be easier for you to let go. Just yesterday on the blog, somebody asked for ideas on how parents of deaf children can go on vacation by themselves. And it starts from day one. You know, more you encourage independence and more you support your child, they become independent and then you can let go. You know, as parents of special needs children, we shoulder responsibility for their care. And this space plays a major role in our lives. You know, it decides where we're going to live, where we're going to work, things like that. But as you support your child and you encourage them and they grow and they blossom, your responsibilities become less. Think about this. It means you worry less. This is a really big reward. So we want to encourage both parents, fathers and mothers to team up to ensure that your child becomes the best he or she can be. You know, if you both share the responsibilities with a child, then it becomes less. And also, if you work together and you put your heads together, you can come up with these brilliant, out-of-the-box ideas on how to solve things. And it makes everything easier. And if you, and we found, right, that if you make it a priority, you get the energy to do it.
Yeah.
You get the energy to do it. And we found it was doable. Mm-hmm. It was really doable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is, parents, you know, both mothers and fathers, the thing is mindset. You know, you got to set your mind to change your way of thinking and realize, no, you know, this is what I have to deal with in life. And, you know, take it as a joy. Take it as, you know, that's your child and that's, you know, you want to see the best outcome. And the rewards are unimaginable, I'm telling you. You know, and please go to our blog, www.deafparenting.com, and download our story, listen to it, read it, and hope, you know, you'll get some encouragement from it and see some of the experiences we had, how we overcame them. That's why we're sharing this story and doing these podcasts to help parents. And we did a podcast on building your child's self-confidence. You know, previously you could check it out on the blog or on iTunes. And it was discussing the role of parents, fathers especially. We also did a podcast, I Will Not Trade Him for the World, where I specifically talk about the joy I got out of having a child such as Larry, going through the journey with him and trying to tell parents, especially fathers, that it can be the best thing that ever happened to you. Don't run from it. We want parents to hear this. This is your time to have fun times with your child. Share in the child-raising experiences with your spouse as you get over challenges and enjoy those accomplishments. This will surely make your marriage and relationship stronger, I assure you. Please go to iTunes or www.raisingdeafchildren.com for my podcast entitled, I Will Not Trade Him for the World. Hopefully you can appreciate the joy I receive, and I am sure it will help you in some way.
Yeah, so as we say, you know, hopefully we've given you some encouragement and some hope.
At this point, I want to say thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Again, please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF or audio for our story. We appreciate your comments and feedback. Please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I am sure it will help other people on their journey. The highlight of this episode is, Fathers, there is hope. Support your child and the rewards will amaze you. The quote of the day, a baby is born with a need to be loved, and it never outgrows it. Frank Howard Clark. Thanks again for listening and see you on the next episode. Please go to www.deafparenting.com and download our free story. Bye now. Thank you.